You're listening to SBS News.
It's a grassroots campaign. No big election rallies for Lucille Paru. She wants a better future for her country and for her impoverished people by taking a seat in Parliament.
That's what we need here, a change in terms of having women set their foot in Parliament and make that change. We need that gender balance.
In a shock result in the last general election 5 years ago, no women were elected, PNG joining a handful of countries with a men's only club.
We're one of the top three that has been sitting in that table of not having women in Parliament, and yes, it's really degrading.
At least two-thirds of women in the country have experienced domestic violence, many reporting extreme levels of gender-based violence.
No, we are a democratic country. I want women to be in Parliament. We have every right.
It's a cocktail, combined with patriarchal values and economic marginalisation, that has left PNG women unrepresented, and female candidates intimidated and often sidelined.
Papua New Guinea's stunning Parliament House incorporates many traditional designs, expressing equality for all, both men and women. But since independence in 1975, there have only been 7 female MPs elected.
About 3,500 candidates are standing for election. Sylvia Pascoe is another of only 164 women running.
I feel like it's our responsibility to make that happen in my lifetime. I'm not going to wait and talk about it 20 years from now. I'm going to be part of it right now.
She's a young, successful entrepreneur who wants generational change.
In a very PNG context, when there's food to be distributed, if the father's in charge of it, he feeds himself first, and then everyone else gets to eat what's left over. But a mother, when she goes and gets the food, she feeds everybody else first.
Researching PNG's so-called big man and big money culture, GJ Milley is among those calling for a legislated quota of women in Parliament as a starting point.
Some are good, some are not. Just like men, some men are good leaders and some are not. But we have to identify those that have a heart and that are genuine for development and for change.
But opinion is divided. Quotas were rejected by the previous governing Pangu Party. Lucille Paru is one of their candidates.
Why should I be given a free seat? If I fight for it and if I get it and know that I have people's support and I'm sitting in that seat, I know I'm representing people.
Even if only one woman is elected, it's one step in the right direction for Papua New Guinea. Stefan Armbruster, SBS World News.